Hey, welcome back to Minnesota Monday number 3. And today we are going to talk about the importance of Instagram and how you need to be using it. And we're going to cut in a snippet here of my friend Sue B. Zimmerman, who was on a past episode of the show, because I want you to hear this one thing she had to say about the importance of Instagram. So what do you think? Should we dive in? Bobblehead Michael says yes. Let's do this. Here we go.
Yeah, so before you even like set up the account, you need to have a strategy around your business and at least have that strategy written down in a way that lists your core values and who you are and what you represent and how you're different from everyone else that does what you do. And you've got to have visual branding around that so that it pops, it resonates, it stands out. So before you even start, you need to just have that strategy outlined in some way. And to your point, you do need to have a Instagram username that lines up with your business name. And there's all kinds of workarounds that I teach. If you can't get your literal business name, you can use underscores, you can use dots, you can use as the car salesman that goes to work every day selling cars, you can position yourself as a person with those core values that I mentioned, that make you stand out from all the other sales reps. Like, why would I want to buy a car from you versus the guy three cubbies down from you? What are you going to do for me?
Cubbies.
Whatever they're called. What are they called?
Oh, there's multiple formats, but yes, I'm familiar with that one.
So I know what I like in a salesperson, and it's someone that doesn't go back and forth with me. So why are you better than anyone else? Why do I want to buy my car from you? And because anyone can do market research online and find out prices and buy a car online these days. So if you want to bring me into your dealership, you've got to lure me in some creative way. Now, with the photos comes the town that you live in. So most of these salespeople live in a town that's a whole nother place to have great visual eye candy around that establishment. What are some of the features of that account, of that town, that would make people actually want to drive to that town to come to your dealer? If there's a Toyota dealer in my town, but you're three towns over, but you have a better price and you have the car and you have the color, like, what are you going to do to get me there? And you can absolutely do this through visual content on Instagram. If you have a strong avatar, that's a photo, a good username, a bio that is not confusing, that has really clear, concise keywords that represent you and your brand, that has a call to action, that has a unique URL that you can actually track, and because you have one link that you can take people to. And then you have visual content around your space as either the dealer or you're talking about the salesperson going to work and selling at that dealership. So it has to resonate that you are giving me information that I'm either smiling at, laughing at, saying, oh my goodness, I'm so glad you told me. Okay, so here's something. Like, telling me something as silly as, I didn't even know till like 6 months ago that the arrow of what side your gas tank is on is literally on the dashboard of your car. Like, I did not know that until I think one of my kids told me.
Oh yeah, like that's...
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that. Because I'm like, which car am I driving and which side is the gas thing on? And I'm like, I don't know. I have to open the door and look. And then someone tells me. So like, things that you think everyone knows about pricing for gas or just taking care of your car or waxing your car. Should I take it through the car wash? And if I do, what should I look for? And should I shampoo the rugs? And should I have leather? Should I, you know, like, there's so many different add-ons with a car. Do I want Cirrus in the car? Do I want Bluetooth? Or do I want to, you know?
Okay, so if you've thought about using Instagram but aren't quite sure where to dig into this, you know, something I would recommend is it's really useful for those of you who are, whatever it is, right or left brain, the creative side of the brain. It really appeals to that side of the brain. I'm one of them. I enjoy the creativity. You know, I enjoy putting together graphics. So if you check out the show notes to this mini-sode, mini-sode-3 on the Dealer Playbook website, I'm going to link you up with some of the apps that I use to put together graphics really quickly and some of the really cool software that I use to be able to post to Instagram and to schedule things and all those sorts of things. But you heard Sue talk about how you can use Instagram to convey value, and that's really what the focus should be on. So think about how you can be valuable to your audience. Now, as a car dealer, as a car sales professional, Instagram is another channel where you can appeal to an audience about, you know, the things that they're interested in. What I wouldn't recommend is using Instagram the same way you've likely been using Facebook or Twitter, in that you're just going to broadcast why you think you're the best at what you do, or car stuff, you know, necessarily. In fact, in past episodes of the show, you've heard people like Molly Pittman talk about how, you know, at some point or another, everybody is a car shopper. And so you don't even necessarily need to talk to them specifically about purchasing or servicing a vehicle. You can use Instagram to meet them where they are. So that's it for this episode of Minnesota. I hope you got value. If you did, hit the like or subscribe button. I'd greatly appreciate that, as well as an honest review on iTunes, wherever you're watching or listening to this. And of course, you know, go follow me on Instagram. My user profile is Michael Cirillo, which I'll link to in the show notes. And also, go check out this brand new profile that I started. It's the one I'm using to create a case study about how to grow your Instagram following. It is called Entrepreneur Growth Hacks. So if you're on Instagram, definitely go check those out. I will follow you back. Until next time, guys, keep the playbook open and dominate.